have had the ball 63% of this quarter in their half of the ground. The kick around the corner. Pav tries to turn his man. Oh. The soccer off the ground from Pavlich. Look at the celebration from the Fremantle players and fans. Matthew Pavlich.
That's why you get your best player in a position where he can do that. Hasn't been...
Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of Talking Freo. Nice soccer off the ground there by Matthew Pavlich to pretty much seal the game in round one 2012 against the Cats.
Today we'll be talking about the 2020 season and our last draft predictions. So the 2020 fixtures have come out about 3 weeks ago, and do you want to give us a quick rundown of them?
Yeah, so we've got 12 games in Perth, with 11 being home and the 12th one being the away derby. We play 4 games in Victoria, 2 in Adelaide, 1 in Tasmania, 2 in New South Wales and 1 in Queensland. Round 13 is our bye this year, and we play Melbourne, Gold Coast, Western Bulldogs, West Coast and the Saints twice this season.
And that the total travel for that is 56,480 kilometres. And interesting, some of the time slots here, we have been allocated no Fridays or Thursdays. One of only 2 teams not to get those time slots, the other being Gold Coast, and we have 4 night games Optus.
Yeah, so let's just get into the no Thursday and Friday night games. I know, like, we haven't been the best over the last couple of years, but to give us no Thursday or Friday night games over 22 games is just ridiculous, especially when Gold Coast is the only other team that hasn't been given a time slot. Even Adelaide have been given one after all the players they've lost over the off-season. So I think we need to get Gil onto this.
I think that we are going to obviously the AFL sees this as a – not very exciting team, but I think we could prove them wrong, and maybe in 2021 we could get a lot more of the Fridays and Thursdays. What do you think about that?
Especially with, I'll get back to that, but especially when we've got a new coach, new system, new game plan, I feel like we need to give us a chance to show that we're more exciting. And for 2021, I reckon the AFL will give us a Thursday or Friday night game, as we'll prove the competition wrong next year.
So I'm just going to say our fixtures in order, and you're going to say if we're going to win or lose them, and then we'll see how we possibly will stack up at the end of the season. So round one, Essendon at Marvel Stadium.
I think we'll lose the first game of the season.
Okay, round two, Hawks at Optus.
We'll beat the Hawks round two.
Round three, Melbourne at the MCG.
We'll beat Melbourne.
Round four, Suns at Optus Stadium.
Yeah, we'll beat them.
Round five, North at Blundstone.
We'll lose. We never win in Tasmania.
Round six, Cats, Optus Stadium on the Len Hall tribute match. Oh, and they're there.
I can't see us losing on the Len Hall tribute match, so we'll beat the Cats.
Round seven, away derby.
We'll lose the away derby.
Round eight, Adelaide at Adelaide.
We never seem to play well Adelaide Oval, so I think we'll lose to the Crows.
Round nine, Bulldogs at Optus.
We'll lose.
Round 10, St Kilda at Marvel.
We'll beat Saints.
Round 11, Brisbane at Optus.
That seems to be a tight game, but I think we'll just lose to the Lions.
Round 12, Sydney at the SCG.
We'll beat the Swans.
Round 13, being a bye. Round 14, Carlton at Optus.
We'll beat them.
Round 15, Port at Adelaide.
We'll lose at Adelaide Oval, so we'll lose that.
Round 16, Melbourne at Optus.
We'll win that.
Round 17, Bulldogs at Marvel.
We'll lose the Bulldogs for a second time.
The second derby, which being a home one, so round 18.
Now, people don't think we're going to win that derby next year, but we will beat them at home. We'll beat the Eagles at home next season.
Round 19, Collingwood at Optus.
We'll lose to the Magpies.
Round 20, Gold Coast at Metricon.
We'll beat the Suns.
Round 21, Saints at Optus.
We'll beat the Saints at Optus Stadium.
Round 22, the Giants at Giants Stadium.
We beat them away last year. I reckon we'll beat them again.
Ooh, that's a big call. Round 23, Richmond at Optus.
And we'll lose to Richmond.
So at the end, you've got us winning 12 and losing 10.
Yeah, I reckon we'll just miss out in the finals, finish around 9 to 10 range next season.
So recently, we have done a pick swap with Adelaide and Melbourne to possibly avoid a nightmare in the draft to do with the Liam Henry situation, if someone decided to bid on him a bit earlier than we would have liked. So we gave pick 22 and a future third to Adelaide and in exchange pick 28, 49 and a future fourth. Then we gave picks 10, 28 and the future fourth that we gained from Adelaide for pick 8. Now, what do you think of this, Harry?
Well, I think we won both trades here as we really needed to get up the draft order past Carlton and Melbourne to make sure Liam Henry doesn't have a bid, so we get our first two picks out of the way before someone bids on Henry, which is really important as two top 10 picks, is no one usually has that. So it's really improving the squad for 2020.
On other news, Luke Ryan has signed an extension to the end of 2023. So that's good. He's one of my better.
He's the most underrated defender in the league, I reckon.
And he's really confident about our back six. He's saying that even though I think it was David King who rated our defense the second worst in the competition, Luke Ryan said he doesn't worry about the outside noise and he thinks that we could have probably the best defense if everyone's fit. So I think that's really positive.
When everyone was fit, we hardly conceded over 70 points, which is unheard of in the AFL.
Exactly, especially with all the rule changes. Like the 666 that is specifically been introduced to increase scoring.
Yeah, so I really thought the 666 would actually help us this year, but Ross Lyon obviously didn't use it to his advantage.
No, I think that's ultimately what got him sacked in the end. Look, training has commenced probably 2 weeks ago with all the older boys come back this week. And they had the 2K time trial with Bewley taking it out. So what do you think of that?
I think really shows that Bewley wants to make the squad next season, like find his position and cement it in the starting 22. Obviously, Gyro wasn't running though, which sort of affects the results, but Bewley could be really good on that wing next year.
I thought he showed a lot of promise. I think he's a really hard nut, goes against the ball. I actually really liked him, so I was a little bit surprised that Ross didn't give him more of a chance, but I think Longyear is definitely going to look at him and try and find a more cementing role for him in 2020.
Yeah, especially with the wing role, only having a couple of players that can play there now. That spot is up for grabs next year.
I think Aish said he's happy to...
Aish, Akers, that's really it at the moment.
But I think that looking at the draft, we could maybe find some ready-made players such as Robertson. Maybe could go on the wing, but I don't know.
Dylan Stevens is the one for the wing, I reckon.
Yeah, maybe we might not even draft Robertson.
Yeah, there has been rumours about that over the last couple of days saying we might not even take a WA player apart from Henry.
Because Robertson's skills apparently are not very good at all, and that's probably not what we need. I mean, there's always improvement, but it's always handy if they've got silky skills. Like, you look at the Pendlebury's and the Burgoyne's, and they've pretty much always had really polished, clean skills since they've been young, and that's how they've really managed to build such good careers.
That also links it to Hayden Young, the boy from Vic Country. He has got the best kicking they've seen in a while coming into the draft, they said, the experts.
So, obviously, having picks 7 and 8, who do you think that we'll draft? Hearing about the rumours that we might not draft any WA talent.
Well, Longmuir came out the other day saying we want like outside run this draft. And I reckon that links us to Lockie Ash, if he makes it to 7, and Dylan Stevens. I reckon that's the two we're looking at, and maybe Devon Robertson as well, if Lockie Ash doesn't make it. But Dylan Stevens plays, he linked to Gaff, that's how he plays, runs all day, could fill the wing spot as well. And Lockie Ash at halfback, him and Wilson, the opposite halfbacks, that would just be amazing, them just sprinting out. I don't know how people would be able to stop that.
So, the Henry bid, where do you think that will come?
Well, there's been lots of links to him at 9 at the moment of Carlton. Now we've got past them, so it doesn't really matter. We've still got our first two picks.
Yep.
But if he was to go at 9, we'd have to use 49, 58, 69, because they're the only picks left that are worth anything.
Points, yep.
And then we should have like 600 to go and around there, which means we'd have to use a late first or early second rounder next year, but that wouldn't be, like, we don't know what that is until the end of next season.
Yep. Thanks, guys, for listening. A bit of a short episode today. We will be doing a more in-depth podcast, probably same 20 minutes after the draft. So that'll be just a very focused on the draft podcast.
And also make sure you follow us on Instagram, talking_Frio. We'll see you guys next time.